JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour and a very special Friday podcast.
Fingers be home, diddy hoo, but I say do. Yeavers beer, horn, beer, steer.
What? We play the Swedish Chef, Fat, because we've got some very nice feedback. I'm going to read it to you.
Yes, please.
Dear JB, you are the King of Kings. Anthony William and Rabbits Bartholomew.
Yes.
My name is Josh Prentice, and I am a podcast listener in Sweden.
Oh.
Now, this has come to us because you, of course, did the Swedish rap.
We did.
Which wasn't great the other day.
Very good, Jim.
I was thrilled to hear the inaugural Swedish rap,
yes.
Including Bill's attempt at the Swedish language. To quote Michael Roberts, Unken. Yes. About Billy's negative comments about Sweden. I will admit no place is perfect, Bowen Heads accepted. So this is a listener. This is a rusted on Bill if he's quoting Bowen Heads.
I know. But Jim, have a listen. He says it's not. He reckons it's perfect. I said it wasn't. Then he goes on to say how bad Sweden is for a while there. Read the next bit.
Thank you, Bill.
Aside from the cold, Jim.
That's
can't
what
you
I
read?
Was going to do.
Well, any chance you can read it?
Aside from the cold and
dark winters
and lack of any humour from the locals in social settings.
That's it, Jim.
We can still enjoy one off the wood at a pub.
Yeah.
And play golf.
In saying that.
Yeah. The Swedish Chef would do a better job with the current muppet of a PM they've got here. Well, they've got that in common with who we've got running our joint. Shopping centres are open without restriction. But no crowds at footy matches or amateur sporting events. Go figure the logic in that.
Mm.
Keep up the great work. Can I put forward Sandy Roberts as the answer to next week's quiz?
Very good.
All the best from Josh in Stockholm and Gav in Thailand. So, Josh, thank you very much for getting back to us about the Swedish rap, which we admit wasn't great, to be honest.
Oh.
I reckon we can send him a pair of Bloodstone boots. What do you reckon? They'll go all right in Sweden.
All right, we need to find out his size.
Yes.
Why don't we just send him a voucher? It might be a bit cheaper.
So we send him a voucher to Stockholm. He sends his size all the way back to Tassie, and they send the boots back again.
Well, no, send him a voucher to, I don't know, what else we got?
Bloodstone boots would be great in Sweden.
I'm with you. Let's get him a pair of them, and we'll get Jilly on to finding out what Josh's
name, Jim?
Josh.
Josh who?
This says Josh.
By the way, Bloodstone boots.
Guess what?
The ultimate protection.
You're fired.
And ultimate comfort. You can see the full range at blackwoods.com today.
No, very nice. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, Bill. We have a fan base that goes everywhere. Of course, our man Shane from Ireland has been a part of our show for many years.
You know what we should do, Jim?
What?
The remotest place. The remotest place. Mm-hmm. Someone just emails us in. And we will give them a prize. We might give them the Bloodstone
boots. So you're going to get on the Google Earth and work out who listens to us in the remotest part of the world.
That's it, Jim. And they've got to say hi, but they've got to say something about the show so we know they do listen.
Yes.
Like Gav in Thailand or Confused or Sandy Roberts.
Yes, that's it.
And we will give them a prize. That's just a little offside thing, Jim.
An offside thing.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that in a week's time on a Friday.
Yes.
We'll put together, we'll collate all of the emails we've received.
A collage.
And I would suggest if you want to get a mention, you say something positive about either you or myself or the show.
That's a very
good
idea.
That helps you get on pretty
much. Very good idea, Jim.
All right. Very nice, Bill. I like that. But that from Josh was very much appreciated all the way from Stockholm, Rabbits.
It is. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.